Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 24th of February. In line with many other elections in the past 12 months, the German election produced the expected result in an anti-incumbent vote. Christian Democrat Union leader Merz is now expected to become the next Chancellor after a period of coalition negotiations which may take several months. Voter turnout was the highest since 1990. In comments after the election, Merz compared US interference in the election with election interference by Russia, although US President Trump's mega donor Musk appears not to have made much of a difference with their endorsement of the far-right Alternative for Deutschland party, which did slightly worse in the polls than had been predicted. Merz also signalled a break with the United States on security and defence, suggesting that Europe needed to pursue an independent path. This sense of disengagement will have quite wide implications, certainly as regards the nature of defence spending, but possibly also with regards to global trade. Taken literally, this would mean that Trump's occasional tactic of insisting other countries buy US weapons in exchange for a trade deal is now less likely to be successful, if key European leaders consider US defence to become unreliable. Investors will also be focused on whether the next coalition will have the strength to make any meaningful changes on fiscal rules. There are a spate of sentiment surveys due out today, including the German IFO, and none of them are likely to offer much genuinely useful information. The Dallas Fed Manufacturing Sentiment Survey comment section is always a source of comedy, showcasing the extremes of political polarization that exist in the United States. It may be worth a look to get a sense of the direction of polarization. Final Michigan consumer sentiment data showed Democrats and independent voters becoming ever more pessimistic in mid to late February, while Republicans managed to become more optimistic. The partisan divide is also reflected in inflation expectations. US federal government workers were sent an email last week asking them to summarize their achievements over the past week by the end of today, with Musk taking to social media to declare that failure to reply would be considered a resignation. Federal government job losses have raised some investor concerns, but federal government employees, ex-defense and the post office, are less than 1.5% of total employment. The issue is not really about unemployment per se. Economically, the concern is that these purges will create government inefficiency by slowing necessary processes or reducing government expertise. Ordering remaining staff to return to the office is also likely to reduce efficiency, slowing down any economic activity where the federal government plays a role in the supply chain. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.